All right, we'll get going. May 2nd, 0730 a.m., regular meeting of the Personnel Committee. I'll take any comments. We'll wait no longer than an hour from comments from the public. Not seeing any. Item 3, discuss upcoming labor negotiations.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, we're going to be, from what I understand, we're going to be doing negotiations in next winter, I'm assuming.
Well, we have to have them sewed up by December 31st. Randy can be the authority on this topic because he's...
I don't know when you guys are going to start.
I don't know what the calendars are.
December 31st is when this contract ends.
Okay, so...
So we should start. We should ask them for a pre-meeting meeting August, September.
Okay.
Based on all the being here for a lot of the other ones,
right.
I think last time they started in like June or July, because whenever the times where they've started later, I mean they've never hit the deadline of December 31st.
Okay.
So I didn't know if. I didn't know if maybe starting in June or July to at least get the ball rolling might be beneficial.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, we want to close on and before that.
From our side, it really doesn't matter, but they probably want to get all you guys ducks in line and ask for suggestions and do all those things. That makes sense.
The other thought I have is Director Booth, this is what he did for all of you on both sides of the fence, management and as a union rep. So I wonder if it would be more advantageous to have Randy from personnel and then just because of the subject matter, we move Director Booth over.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Then it's also... kind of a continuity of command going through. Randy and I are obviously going to run for re-election. No, really, you go first.
There's no term limit.
Right, you go first. But then we're off cycle because Director Booth's on a different cycle, if that makes sense. So I just think it would be good. My only other comment is I'd love to lock down a multi-year contract.
More than three?
If we could do three and then economic openers down the road. I think some of this, Michael, is we just have to take a look at our rate study.
Yeah.
You know, that'll tell us a few things. And I don't know if we can, because everything is coming to that point towards the end of the calendar year, right? Where our technical water study's done. We're going to start looking at the rate study, the allocation, you know, just all those things.
We should be complete by then, actually, with our studies.
Right.
Should be.
Right. And so then that can tell us really what does the rate structure look like for 5 years. Because I just think if we tie in a contract to that, then everything's tied in. Now, if we need economic closers or there's something that comes up, you know, we have the clause in the contract for that article, and you just kind of deal with it. But otherwise, I think it gives the stability to the employees as well.
Well, it's good information to have the negotiations starting in the summer. Gives us a better idea of right. what to look for when we do, while we're working on that CIP and five-year rate study.
Yep.
That would be great for us, but the union side is they're tied to the master agreement, which is 3 years.
That's right.
They got. It's a pretty good increase for the next 3 years, and that's the increase they're looking at percentage wise for wages.
Sure.
I don't know, and you know your suggestion about Stephen is great because he would know this. I don't know this. Maybe we could tie up an agreement for 5 years or whatever,
And so were you talking about replacing one of you two with Stephen Booth on the committee, just doing a switcheroo?
Yeah, and then because it's just really a temporary committee for negotiations. It just happens to fall under personnel, which is fine. But my recommendation would be, and I haven't talked to Director Booth, would be to move him over for negotiations.
And I believe that the general manager who will be sitting in this seat, that person is also part of the negotiation.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's the main point of contact for the district.
So then I'm going to double check with Mr. Ramos, because I bet he'll say, well, we have to appoint or change the people on that committee at a board meeting.
Of course.
Yeah, and I think that's...
So then I'm going to add that to the May 17th board meeting?
Yeah, because then we can get a letter out to the union sometime in June, get that process going.
And then will you ask Director Booth, because he's
I'll reach out to
right, because he won't be at that meeting.
Yeah. I will reach out.
So we're not surprising him. By the way,
because you weren't
don't
here.
Don't mention to him that we meet at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just leave that part out.
Well, if we kick you out, then we won't be meeting at 7:30. No offense.
Paula was the main contact with the union rep. I don't even know who the guy is. Or
is it?
It'll have to be the GM, and it should be the GM.
Okay, I mean, she's just the one that's been back and forth contacting himself.
Right. And in long term,
I know him.
You're right, Travis. I don't know what it looks
Seymour.
Like.
Yeah.
So I do have his contact information. Do you want me to give that to the new GM? Or do you want me to reach out and set up the meetings?
Well, we're going to talk about it on 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll have
so that'll be, so we have two agenda items on 17th now. So.
Okay, cool.
Now, was there any issue with adding additional agenda items? I don't think there was, because we meet today.
Right.
To say, okay,
we're having a regular meeting. It's just going back, and then we're just at the 72-hour deadline.
Got it.
Which takes us
to post
the,
it.
Yeah,
to
the
next
14th
Friday.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll post it
12th.
Next Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Item 4, update on plant operator, utility worker, job description, lifting from 75 pounds to 50 pounds.
Well, from what I understand, it's basically... Just up. We're asking to just update the job descriptions, because you know, in the old days, I've even seen like 100 pounds must lift 100 pounds. And I'm thinking, insurance wise, so we're just kind of updating that to must lift 50 pounds, and I think that's reasonable.
Perfect.
So then
we'll
put
move
that
on
the 5:17 agenda as well.
No. Move that to 7.
I don't even know if we need.
I'm changing job descriptions.
I think the board has to approve that. So let's put it in June, though, if you don't mind.
Yep. Yeah, there's no hurry on this.
Okay, got it.
And it could even be the 20th.
July. I mean, if June gets too full, we can just push it. We'll just add it to the wooden bridge and just
exactly
keep pushing it on.
I'm telling you, we have to hit that before it falls down. Okay, we have to get rid of it.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Solid as a...
It's looking kind of shaky.
Stop it. Dude, ever heard of Galloping Gertie? Yeah, we got one. Director or staff comments. I'll open it to staff.
I have no comment.
Thoughts, concerns? Okay.
Travis?
I've got a couple. One, we kind of talked about it, and that was how staff dealt with the chlorine, not even chlorine discharge, more of just a discharge of our system, and really it was a great training exercise at the end of the day. I compare it to the knucklehead that hit our hydrant, and you know, we went through all the troubleshooting that you would normally go through, not knowing that we had a massive leak, right? So I think there are really good lessons learned. I told Travis the only thing we're missing out of the command post was the scene manager, which would have been the sheriff's. It was an actual hazmat, right? So otherwise, I commend staff for that. The other is I've already notified board members of the potential, and I just haven't got it on an agenda item, of taking a patrol officer to and moving it to the vacant position of sheriff.
Yeah.
So I just have to...
I'm sorry, sir, did you say sheriff?
Jesus, I did, didn't I? I meant sergeant. I don't want to unelect...
You have to have an election.
Yeah, I don't want to unelect Jim Cooper. I've always liked Jim. So the board's aware, I just have to work through that process. And again, it'll probably be June or July type of thing. I'll give Kelly a little bit of direction that we might do some out-of-class pay for the short term until the system can get caught up. Not having a director of admin, I just don't want to add one more monumental task. Once we're able to get it done, I'll know it, then
sure.
I'll get the full approval.
And we don't know what the fiscal impact will be.
Yeah, and it's dollars, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just going from patrol officer to sergeant.
I don't think it's going to be that much of an impact.
It's a minimal impact, but just certain things have to get done. I just don't want to force staff. I don't have board approval, but the board's aware of it. So I just have to get it on agenda. Randy?
I don't have anything.
I did have a brief item, just kind of a brief update. I sent you an email yesterday,
yes.
Tim, about kind of filling the gap for Ms. O'Keefe.
I figured we'd talk about that in the ad hoc committee meeting.
Sure, we can do that. Just letting you know it's handled for now.
Okay.
But we can talk more details about how you'd like to handle it in the ad hoc.
What we're discussing, Randy, is with the director of admin position gone, there are some immediate tasks that have to be addressed, obviously. And just once you assign a task to somebody, what doesn't get done or what gets delayed. And so hopefully out of today's ad hoc committee, I'll be able to update the board on where some of that is going and what those impacts look like. I have shared that information with potentially the new GM once the board votes on it on the 17th, so that she's aware of currently what his staff look like, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully...
Have we started the recruitment process?
I'm going to say no to that, because if we go back to October when I asked for the ad hoc committee, the transition committee, the three tasks assigned were find a GM by May, work on the fiscal side of the house, and then look at the reorg of the organization. So I would think that the reorg is the last of those, and just to have the potential new GM come in and see what's going on, understand, meet with everybody, see what's here and then what's missing, and then get that input. What Director Pohl and I didn't want to do was do a reorg and not have the person responsible have any input and just go, here you go. So by default, the reorg, and so that's kind of as Travis put out, other duties as assigned was the lead contact for negotiations. So again, you know, where does that kind of fall out, just as an example? So again, as I've been chatting with the potential new GM, she's aware of the staffing issues that we just have, and then probably I think our next ad hoc meeting is
today, and then the ninth.
Next one's the ninth, and I think the ninth she'll be onboarded into that in that process. And again, that'll be one of those not immediate tasks, but to start trying to wrap your head around this very small water district with nothing going on. Jesus. That's all I got. Amelia, anything?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll adjourn the meeting at 7:47. Thank you.